pleased to be joined by one of the many excellent writers that cover football and especially your New England Patriots at Mass Live. You may know him as at by Mark Daniels. Mr. Mark Daniels joins the evening show to talk some New England Patriots football and more. Mark, good evening. How are you? Are you surviving this season? And on a scale of 1 to 10, would you give us your numerical level of frustration with nonstop Patriots talk this season?
Oh, man, am I surviving? You know what? I'll be honest. I mean, trips to London, Nashville, Chicago. I stayed in Scottsdale during the Phoenix trip. I've been having a good time. Can't say the same about the Patriots. If anything, Drake May has made this season tolerable. Other than that, though, level of frustration actually watching games, it's up there, man. It's probably close to a 10. Yeah, I'd say 10. I'm at that level where I'm like, all right, I'm ready for the season to be over and ready to see a new team play football for sure.
Mark, I'm with you on the frustration level. And one of the things that I started out the show feeling, anticipating frustration about, is this sense that I have that they may be making a move to move on from Alex Van Pelt. And I'm wondering if you are also sensing that, if you feel that that is a likely possibility in the offseason, and how you think the locker room would respond to that, given Hunter Henry, Antonio Gibson, among other players who have advocated pretty strongly in the last couple of days about how much they like being coached by Van Pelt.
Yeah, this is really shaping up for Alex Van Pelt to be the scapegoat out of all this. And I would just say it's disappointing. I agree with you. It does appear like that's going to be something that happens, right? Like, it'd be surprising if the Crafts gave up on Jerod Mayo this soon, since he was a handpicked successor. The heads have to roll because they have 3 wins. But I would just point to, like, look at who he's coaching. I mean, Alex Van Pelt has the worst offensive line in the NFL. It's the worst offensive line I've seen in New England since I've been covering the team for 10 years. It's by far one of the worst receiver groups I've covered. It's like, what are you expecting with this group? I mean, they have 2 tackles who shouldn't be starting in the NFL. One should maybe be on a practice squad. Like, they can't pass block. Their receivers can't beat man-to-man coverage, and they want to blame Alex Van Pelt for it all. You know what I mean? It's just, like, kind of insane to me. But not only do, you know, players like Alex Van Pelt in the locker room, and they'll be upset, you know, if that happens, when it happens, but Drake May likes Alex Van Pelt, and I think that's the biggest thing he has going for him, is that, like, he's done a good job developing the rookie quarterback, the future of your franchise. So, like, the risk you run firing Alex Van Pelt is that, all right, you're going to give Drake May a second OC in his second year, but what happens if things don't improve? Everyone's getting fired next year. So if that happens, then you run the risk of giving him 3 OCs, and we're back to that Mac Jones territory where, like, great, three different OCs, 3 different playbooks in 3 years for rookie quarterbacks. So, like, I think the Patriots have to think long and hard about what's best for Mac Jones, even if that's running it back with Alex Van Pelt. But I agree with you. Like,
ooh,
I feel like
Drake May,
something
you
has to, you know
you
what I mean?
Slipped into
I
the
mean,
Mac
sorry.
Jones.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I got Mac Jones in my brain. But yeah, you know, what's best for Drake May? I would argue maybe running it back isn't the worst thing in the world. But yeah, it does sort of seem like heads are going to roll, and maybe it's AVP, which I don't think is fair.
Yeah, Mark, before the season began, and once again, we're speaking with Mass Live's Mark Daniels here with Fitzy and Mego on the WEEI evening show. When the season began, or before it began, and we heard that candidate 12, a.k.a. Alex Van Pelt, was offered the job and took it out of nowhere, the first thing I thought was, well, the guy played the position. He's worked with quarterbacks, part of the Stefanski offense, so there's going to be some familiarity with the executives and the coaching staff in New England. Guy's probably going to be great for grooming and developing the quarterback. So if he just does that this season, I don't care how pedestrian at times, how seventh grade dance his offense looks. So long as Drake May emerges from the season, A, healthy, but B, a better quarterback than when the season began and more ready for the pro game, then I'm good with that. And yes, I know there are people that want him to work on his depth of drop when he stands in the shotgun or when he steps back, and he plays a little too upright at times, but we don't hear about the hitch in the throw or the footwork anymore. So that's great. So I feel like he's done his job. Whereas I don't, like, cause that's been, isn't that one of the big talkers? Like, who else has shown improvement on this team? Well, Drake May has, Gonzo. And I think Alex Van Pelt has kind of evolved a little bit, but nobody else has. DeMarcus Covington in the defense, injuries aside, has regressed massively. Poor Mayo is just one bad soundbite after a walk back after another. It would just be super unfair to scapegoat him. which is why I feel like, tell me if this seems crazy to you, that it's either going to be everybody comes back or it's going to be a total house clean, mostly because of the benefit of what's in the best interest, not just of the team, but also Drake May.
Yeah, and like, and compare even like Alex Van Pelt to DeMarcus Covington, the Patriots defense was, you know, 15th in points allowed last year. They're 26th. I looked it up this evening, 26th in points, you know, scoring defense. It's the worst since 1990 when Rod Rust was the head coach of the New England Patriots. So like, I would argue DeMarcus Covington's more to blame than AVP. But when it comes to the options though, I think there's like three, right? It's keep everyone, run it back, yep. Go nuclear, fire absolutely everyone, or fire the coordinators, try to redo the coaching staff. But then it's like, if you're a coordinator, why do you come here when you know if it's a bad season, everyone's getting fired? Like, it's three options aren't great. I sort of lean toward run it back, but there's also a part of me logically that's like, maybe they should just reset. But I hear what you're saying.
Mark, when we get all this Vrabel news, and Tony Pauline had the report on Monday that Vrabel's most desired destination is the New England Patriots, take that as you will. When you hear that, does it change your perspective on whether, how willing ownership would be to make a hard pivot away from Mayo?
You know, it's interesting to me because, like, they had the option last year, right? I understand Jerod Mayo had the succession clause in his contract, but, like, they did have the Mike Vrabel option a year ago, and they didn't do anything with that. So would seeing Jerod Mayo slip up behind the podium and, you know, not look great, make them change their mind? If I'm the owner, I say yes. Like, if I own the Patriots, if Mark Daniels is running the show, yeah, I'd probably fire everyone and hire Mike Vrabel. I mean, I would also interview actual candidates. There's a part of me that just, even though Mike Vrabel is a good head coach and he has ties and he's in the Patriots Hall of Fame and it makes so much sense, there's just a part of me that like wonders if the Crafts don't want to look, you know, stupid and don't want to pay all this money to admit they're wrong, because that's a part of it, right? Like, you pinpointed this guy a long time ago, you had him replace Bill Belichick, and if you're going to fire him and everyone, it's a lot of contracts to pay out. So with all that, just, I don't think so. You know what I mean? I get what you're saying, Mego. If it's me, yes, Mike Vrabel is the new next head coach. The Crafts, I just don't know if they're going to go there.
Well, I guess, Mark, I just wonder, like, if it was a wide open landscape that ownership was looking at, saying Jerod Mayo, the devil that you know, versus any other that you don't at all. But now here's Mike Vrabel, who not only, at least according to reports, is somebody who would want this job, which is, you know, debatable whether a wide open slate of people would want to come here. But it's like a very real pivot that you can make to somebody you also know. That's why I think it changes. I wonder if it changes the calculation a little bit.
And I think it should, because, like, yeah, being wrong in firing Jerod Mayo and everyone after 1 year, yeah, you could argue, fine, it's a bad look. Patriots fans aren't going to mind, right? Like, honestly, Patriots fans will cheer next week if Jerod Mayo's fired and Mike Vrabel's hired. I mean, it's a win.
Which is awful, but that's the league.
It is awful. And honestly, like, personally, Jerod Mayo is a nice guy. And I can tell you the honest truth. Like, players I talk to on and off the record like Jerod Mayo. They don't think he's the problem in New England. They think he should return. Like, Jerod Mayo has the locker room. He hasn't lost the locker room. Maybe it's not 100% unanimous. So I'm looking at Keon White there. But, like, yeah. Players really like him and think he should be back. They don't think he's the problem. And I mean, honestly, everyone can read Mass Live tomorrow morning on a story I'm going to drop, but like, players don't blame Jerod Mayo. They blame the talent. They blame the roster. And that's, I think maybe that what saves Mayo in the end, right? He can point to, hey, yeah, I'm a first year head coach. I made a mistake, but look at what I'm working with. Look at what I'm working with. Look at some of the injuries. Like, it's an excuse, but like, there's something to be said. My same AVP argument. All right, this roster stinks. It's one of the worst rosters I've seen in 10 years covering the Patriots. Maybe give him another chance, and maybe that'll be a saving grace.
Yeah, that's exactly. This is once again Mark Daniels from Mass Live with Fitzy and Mego on EEI. That's exactly what Jonathan Jones said to our afternoon show the other day, Mark. He said, how do you fix this mess? How do you start to turn things around? Bring more talent into the room. plain and simple. Just we need better players. And when you hear that from the players, sort of self-assessing, saying it's we just don't have enough good versions of me, us, whoever, that should tell you a lot. You know, ownership probably needs to come out and say, you know, obviously the team as at large as a whole fell short this year, but we didn't bring in enough people and we need to do a better job of that. If by chance, though, there were to be, and I'm with you that they don't want to write all those checks. They don't want to have the egg on their face. They don't want the giant mea culpa. I think the whole operation runs it back. I don't even think there's going to be any scapegoats. But if there were someone, you've watched enough football, we all have eyes outside of 495. If there were somebody that you have seen around the rest of the NFL, who is that someone you think could exact the right kind of change for Drake May and make this program winning again?
Yeah, I think you'd have to start with Ben Johnson in Detroit. His offense is a lot of fun to watch, and seeing what he's done with Jared Goff over there, imagine him with Drake May. I mean, that would be just a fantastic system and a fantastic coach. It would probably be the type of head coach who would still call offensive plays, right? Like, hey, I've got the offense, and then he brings in a veteran defensive coordinator to handle the defense. Like, I think that would be phenomenal, having an offensive-minded guy for, you know, your number three overall pick, and then you roll into next year's draft, maybe with the number one pick, you know. But I think Ben Johnson would be a guy you'd have to consider, and that's what I would do. I mean, I understand the love for Vrabel, and he's a good head coach, and I think you'd win more games if Mike Vrabel was your head coach right now. But thinking about Drake May, you know, Ben Johnson would be pretty cool.
All right, Mark, thank you so much for joining us. I know it's a little later at night and you were out with your kids and everything, so it means a lot to us that you made time for us. Can you tell us where everybody can find your articles, including the one that you just teased going up tomorrow?
Yeah, check out masslive.com tomorrow morning. Check out my Twitter, by Mark Daniels, and thanks, guys, for having me. I'm glad my kids stayed quiet.
great job, Mark. And also, we'll look forward to reading that piece tomorrow, because I think it's Mego has talked on the show and in person about bad vibes in the locker room. And I think for the audience at large, whether it's in podcast form, listening on the app, or right now tuned into FM radio, to hear from someone who's down there every day, you know, the notorious Patriots media cartel, like, they don't hate Mayo. Guys, it's not all his fault. He's a good guy. I think it's important for the fans to understand that, because they may need to soon embrace the idea that he's going to be their head coach for at least one more year. So sharing that knowledge and that perspective with us is great. Thanks, man. Have a great night. I'll see you this weekend.
Yep, you too, guys. Same time.